Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show, everyone, and thank you, Spike Reel, for that great introduction. I'd like to start off, as I always do, with thanking OCTalkRadio.net in their beautiful tech-based studios here in South Coast Plaza area in Costa Mesa. We're gearing up for the 4th of July. We hope you are, too. It's a beautiful week out here. We have mid-70s to 80s, and we love the weather in Southern California. That's all I can say. But our guest today is from Texas. Our first guest is Martin Mussey, and he's with Squared M Coaching, Inc., and he also does business as Action Coach. And we're going to talk about business improvement with the emphasis on improv. So this should be an interesting interview. I'm looking forward to it, and I'd like to welcome you, Martin Mussey. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here. Thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, one of the ways we like to get started, Martin, is by asking our guests a little bit about their background. So if you could just share a few minutes with us about what your background is and what brought you to this area of your life, this planning that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have an interesting journey in that I set out after college, after attending the University of North Texas here in Denton, in the North Dallas area, and I was a theater major, and set my sights after college on doing just that, doing the arts and doing theater and being a starving artist, maybe. That's really not what I set out to do, but that was my dream. That's what I was going to do. Certainly some realities set in, and had met my wife, and we were about to have our first child, so I said, well, I better be able to put some food on the table, so that's what I went to go do, found my way into real estate relocation and was doing that world and started in leasing and then eventually ended up into my corporate job where I was there for 16 years. First several years were in operations, and then after that, I entered into human resources and had a 12-year career in HR. Helping people, developing people, and of course doing the things administratively in human resources that you need to do, which is some of the not so fun parts of HR, right?
Right. But, there's always the people issues and the admin issues, right?
Right.
If it wasn't for the people, HR would be a great position. No, that's, I guess.
Yeah. isn't that the way? Yeah. So when I knew that was ending, I was faced with the reality of doing a job search, which, let me tell you, looks so different 16 years later when I entered the company. And in my job search, was certainly searching also within myself what it is I wanted to do next. An Action Coach came calling, and all the best parts of what I liked in helping people and developing them and reaching their greatest potential is what led me to Action Coach and business coaching.
Well, and it's a great way to go because you get to use all of the experience in the area that you learned so much in and now help others who are saying, I really need expertise and help. And I've heard, we've interviewed many Action Coaches, and we've heard it's a great framework and a great way to go if you are looking to be a coach, because you don't want to be all by yourself and creating all the tools and resources yourself. So they offer quite a bit of tools and resources, I've heard. Is that your experience?
Yes, that is absolutely right. And it's definitely one of the things that I considered and looked at out of any franchise that I was going into, and certainly something that served my passion. Rather than create it and come up with it, you know, all from scratch, I knew that I'd have greater acceleration in my business as well as helping other business owners by doing this and having the framework of Action Coach, which has been great.
Well, that's great. So now I like what you've done with the title of our interview, which is take the word improve or improvement in business and say that, you know, a big part of that is improv. And it sounds like that suits you, too, from your background, is improvisation. So tell us how does improv fit into the world of business. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, in the business world, things are, you know, certainly a little bit, can be more uncertain than ever. And you've got to be able to think on your feet in business. And a lot of people, they think of improv. Maybe you think of Whose Line Is It Anyway? They think of it as comedy. Well, improv is more than just that. Improv is really about listening and reacting. So in business, it's the same thing, and it's being able to think on your feet and be able to react to the situation around you. You have to be focused and present in every moment and at a very high level, especially if you're developing your own business. And when it comes to sales or negotiation, you know, you have to be able to react to the unexpected, because it's certainly going to happen.
And there's so much change happening. So it's a little different than in the past, let's say 10, 15 years ago, as an example, where you could really keep your blinders on and focus. And now what you're saying, I think, is you have to be ready to look at those peripheral opportunities that show up and be able to act on those, as well as maintaining your focus on your business vision, but be ready to change and improvise as it comes up.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, certainly it's, you know, there's a fine line here between the creative and then, you know, hardcore business. So the things you need to look at within your business, but improvisation can really help teach that creativity, make sure that innovation is there, communication, teamwork is at the forefront. And then for the leader, in terms of leadership, being able to react and think quickly on their feet in those situations as well.
Now, what are some of the things that you think a leader who's been in business, let's say, for 20 years and they need help in that area of being open to other opportunities and ideas, what are some of the things that they can do to open up their minds a little bit to that?
Well, there's a principle within improvisation that is very important in business, and it's called the yes and rule. If you've ever seen any improvisation or been witness to that, the basic rule in improvisation is you have to be able to say yes and. If you look at it in a performance sense, you know, you're going to shut down the scene moving forward if you aren't open and you don't say yes and. In business, the yes and helps a business leader, somebody who's been doing something that they've been doing for 20 years, as you demonstrated or talked about. It's listening to what someone else says, accepting what they say, then building on that, keeping an open mind in the yes and. Within Action Coach, we actually talk about it in terms of saying, isn't that interesting, rather than just, I know. So many times in conversations, we're closed, and we're already thinking of our next response.
Now, when you say that, what comes to mind for me is that a typical business owner might say, yes, but, and that's yes. Closing it down. But what you're saying is yes and is opening it up for new opportunities and new ideas.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
I like that.
And it's a kind of it's a suspension of judgment. You're reserving judgment and opening yourself up to possibilities. You know, in teamwork environment, so many times the leader feels like they have to be the right one. They have to be correct. When in the reality is, you know, they need to be able to be open, listen, and then make decisions on the information they hear, and they're relied upon to make those decisions. But if they stay open in the yes and variety, mm-hmm. then they'll be able to make quality decisions.
So if someone has got their key employees and they're doing a brainstorming session, it sounds like that would be a good kind of a rule. Is every you can answer yes and, but you cannot answer yes but.
Yeah.
Don't shut it down. Let's see where we can go with this. I like that. That's a great idea.
Yes, and what else? What else? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good question to ask and to bring on. It's certainly one of the facilitation rules that, as presenters and those who are action coaches know, you got to keep it in coaching. You got to keep the thought process going. Yes, and what else? What else can you give me?
That's great. Well, we're talking with Martin Mussey. We're going to take a short break, Martin, so hang in there with us. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some client stories and some tips, ideas, and precautions. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Are you frustrated by sales mediocrity? Do something about it. Sandler Training by Bailey Marketing Concepts, Inc. has been affiliated with Sandler Training and the Sandler Sales Institute since 1994, serving clients in Orange, Riverside, and Los Angeles counties. Scott Bailey and Will Christ have nearly 30 years of combined experience selling, training, and coaching their clients in the Sandler selling methodology. Their clients range from one-person companies and professional consultants who must build their practices to Fortune 100 publicly traded multinationals. Many of their clients have been working and training with them for over 10 years. Ask for their free white paper entitled 10 Things That Can Get in the Way of Sales Success. Call Scott Bailey at 949-263-0640. That's 949-263-0640.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com, or just tell Siri to play Exit Coach Radio on your smartphone. It's that easy to find us. I'm talking with Martin Mussey, and we're talking about opening the minds of business owners to possibilities and improvisation within business management. It's a great topic. We've covered some great ground so far. And Martin, how can these concepts impact a business owner's mindset? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. They can open up their, you know, their mindset in so many different ways. One is just in forward progress of their business. When they're looking at their business and they're trying to make some decisions about direction to go, having that yes and mentality, and also, you know, those words that say, isn't that interesting? So many times, you know, we say, yeah, I know, you've heard something, and you think to yourself, yeah, I know that, and so you close your mind. If they, again, isn't that interesting, and the yes and, then they're really going to be able to drive things forward, either within their team or within looking at business strategies within their business that they would be open to, that might be maybe creative, innovative, that they haven't thought of, and help be able to carry that forward and explore that more.
Now, you have something called a profit strategy session. What is that all about? What's an agenda for something like that? And just kind of give our listeners an overview of what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So what I do is offer a complimentary profit strategy session to folks who are interested in talking with me, learning more about business coaching. And the way that progresses is what I start with is a little bit of a questionnaire for them that I like to try and get in advance and get back, a two-pager, just get a basic idea of their business and where they're at, and a lot of categories. In addition, their challenges, the challenges that they're seeing in their business. So the first part of that profit strategy is really just honing in on their business, learning a little bit more about it, seeing what their challenges are, where the pain points are, and what they feel like they need a little bit of help with. And then we get focused in on potential strategies around that and how coaching could help that in one aspect, and what would work best for them in those strategies. What I try to do is be able to show them two business models within our Action Coach process that would help them, and they'd be able to walk away from that profit strategy with a couple things in mind.
Well, I like the idea that you're focusing on profits, because a lot of things focus on more business, and not all business is profitable, is highly profitable. So it sounds like what you're doing is really breaking it down and saying, hey, let's focus on what this business is all about, which is creating profitable new business.
Right, right. You've got to, you know, every business is about that in terms of bottom line. But how do you drive to that? As we talk a lot about in Action Coach, you just can't have profit alone. You just can't dream that up. What are the things within the business in five particular areas that do drive to profit? And that's what we take a look at. That's definitely one of the models that I show to an owner in a profit strategy session.
Well, I will bet that there are a lot of business owners out there who are thinking that their business is just running them and it's just not as much fun as it used to be anymore. And they'd really like to get a breath of fresh air, open their horizons and talk about profit, increasing profits, brainstorming with their employees. And they just need someone like you to come in and facilitate that. So I'm glad you're out there, and I'll bet a lot of clients are. Can you tell us a client story or two?
Yeah. So, you know, I think the topic that I brought forward here and what we're talking about in terms of creativity and innovation using improv as a way in, have to be very careful, right? It's a fine line between that creative process, but what we've just talked about is profit. So the skills that you can gain from that improvisation and understanding that is in the mindset that we sort of talked about. If they have an open mindset and considering different strategies for their business, it can work. So for example, here's a perfect example. In lead generation, I'm currently working with an auto shop here in the North Texas area. And when you think auto shop, they generally do window tinting, car stereos. You know, they can do all of that. But one of the things that they're really good at is doing complete custom audio and taking a car, and they could gut it from the inside out. Well, as a strategy, they need to be able to drive a little bit more of that kind of business, which is a higher profit margin, into their business. And, you know, sitting down with the owner, we just think creatively, and if he, and he has had a yes and mentality and been open to listening and hearing innovative ideas. And one of the things that we're working on, we haven't had the event yet, but he's open to it, and we're planning this event, is to really bring people and have almost like a custom audio show or a auto show right at his shop, right on his doorstep.
Great idea.
It'd be like an open house. People would be able to come in, create an event around it. People would be able to come in, see his garage. He's got usually five cars in the space at one time. And, you know, what an impact people would see when they see his work and they see his handiwork, in addition to all the other services that he provides. And plus, now they find out where he's located and what he's all about.
I love it. It's a great idea. And it gives visibility, and it's right. It showcases them, and it's at their location. I mean, that's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully brings it to a market that maybe didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly through social media strategies, you know, there's other avenues to be able to draw people in, bring them in. It's very interesting. That business is very similar to the topic we're talking about today, is that, you know, they're a business. They need to drive profit. They need to understand all those parts of it. But what they do in terms of cars is absolutely creative and innovative. And it takes that creative mind in addition to business.
And we're really in that age now, especially with marketing. It's the unselling of selling and the unmarketing of marketing. You know, social media has really brought us all of that. It's about creating relationships that then create situations where people say, I really like those guys. I like what they do. And right. I want them in my life at the time that I'm buying their product or service.
Right. Right. And it's got to be the right target market, right? I mean, the right people who want those kinds of services and would just really think that what a cool idea that is. You know, we all know people who are really into cars and like that stuff. And so you got to attract the right target market to that as well.
Well, it beats getting a booth and hanging out at a trade show. I mean, they probably have to do that too. Maybe they can do something
right.
creative there. Hey,
share
a couple tips, ideas, or precautions with our listeners, Martin.
So here's a little a tip that I would challenge listeners to do. And on the topic we've been talking about, you know, really the principles of improvisation could help anyone hone business skills. It takes people sometimes a little bit of a leap of faith to look at that and consider it. So if you can't really go out to an improvisation class, that is one tip that I would tell you. And I actually know some business owners who've gone out there, and this is outside of their comfort zone, and gone and taken an improvisation class. I encourage it. Go do that. It'll teach you absolutely that thinking on your feet. But if the class isn't available to you, you don't know where to start, you could do this through a self-audit process. And just really look at, see what you're doing in real time and how you affect other people in real time, and whether you close them down or don't, whether you use or don't use the yes and mentality.
I love it. Martin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you if they don't want to go an improv class? It sounds like you've been to some. So how can they get in touch with you and just talk about this kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I can be reached at my cell phone, which is 469-744-4866. I'm also available, of course, online. My website is the www.actioncoach.com/Martin Mussey. I can be reached in those. The cell phone is going to be the best way. If you heard this and this is something that intrigues you, excites you, scares you, then absolutely give a call and let's explore it.
And if you're listening on iTunes or another medium, you can go back to our website at exitcoachradio.com, and we'll have that website available for you to link to. It's actioncoach.com/Martin Mussey, which is MartinMusey. And you're offering a complimentary profit strategy session for anybody that hears this and mentions that to our listeners.
Yep, that's absolutely right. If they would like to spend, typically it's about an hour's time, and that can be on the phone. If it's long distance or locally, I'd certainly look at joining you for coffee or tea someplace, and we can sit down and chat about it.
I love it, and great interview, Martin. I really appreciate your ideas and your energy you bring to planning. A lot of creativity. So, you know, if you're a listener out there and you've been thinking it just seems so overwhelming, maybe you need to step outside the box. Maybe you need to talk with somebody like Martin who can help you think creatively and really step outside and have some great brainstorming sessions with your key employees. So, Martin Mussey, thanks very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. You have a great day.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.